Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. The struggle that has taken place in recent years in Benton Harbor is a case in point, one that holds a number of lessons for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war. This is no conflict. This is a real war over whether Benton Harbor residents will have prosperity and democracy and clean water or live in poverty with contaminated water under the heels of open corporate rule. Yesterday was a historic day for most black folks here in these United States of America, but not to me. Today is actually Juneteenth Day, you see. And I don't really celebrate Juneteenth because I believe free should have never happened. And I'm not going to celebrate it because it ended in 1865. But let me give you a little history. Let me give you a little history of Juneteenth. You hear me? This is crucial. And people need to know this. This is crucial. And people need to know exactly what Juneteenth is. Juneteenth derived from the name from June 19, 1865, the day that United States General Gordon Granger informed the enslaved individuals of Galveston, Texas, that they were officially free, issued 2.5 years after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Granger's decree marked the end of slavery in the rebellious Confederate state. Although there was enslaved who were aware of the implementation of the Emancipation Proclamation, it wasn't until June 19, 1865 that it was actually enforced by the Union Army. And that created the 13th Amendment. And we need it. But, I mean, we were enslaved people who should never been enslaved. We should have never been brought over here. But unfortunately, we were. Juneteenth is a day that I don't celebrate. I'm looking at this as another day that this capitalistic system will make it about money rather than Juneteenth. That don't mean that I'm against Juneteenth. It simply means that I do not celebrate Juneteenth. You can, and I promise you I won't be mad at you. If you want to celebrate Juneteenth, you have my permission to do it. I don't see a reason in this world that you can't do it. And I'm not telling nobody not to do it. It's just that I don't do it. Because I'm still angry about them bringing us over here and enslaving us. They call themselves freeing us. Officially freeing us on June 19, 1865. I got a problem with that. You see, I know black people are looking for all kind of holidays, everything that they can get their hands on. That's the problem. See, the future of black people is not dependent on what white folks do or how white folks treat you. The future of black folks is dependent upon how we treat ourselves, how black people treat ourselves. You know, we should have our own school system. You know, black folks should be teaching black folks, you see. But we have to go out and immigrate these schools. I don't really like what I'm seeing right now. I don't like what I see of us right now. I don't like what we're doing right now. Time that we do something a little bit different. I think that we need to concentrate on our children. And as far as Juneteenth go, you know, like I said, I don't celebrate. But I don't have a problem with you celebrating. That's you. You deal with that. But to me, we should have never been enslaved, period. Now what is happening today is reflected upon us for being enslaved all these years. Now that we're still enslaved right now. They got us coming and going. They got us fighting with each other over everything. I step on your toes, you ready to kill me. I bump into you, you ready to kill me. About a gun that empowers you to want to kill somebody over nothing. What is it? It has to be something. It has to be something that has empowered you to want to kill somebody over nothing. And the sad part, the word is, if you are silent about your pain, I'm talking about the evil empire, will kill you and say you enjoyed every minute of it. Wow. Wow. Here's where we got to go. I'm talking to my black brothers and sisters right now. I know there's a lot of white folks be listening to my show, but I want you to know what we have to do. Urgent question right now is, what are you doing for others? What are you doing? What are you building for our children's future? What is exactly you're doing? Help me to understand that, because we all should be doing something. And we got the tools to do it, but we have to figure out how to do this thing together and make it work. There's no way that we should be out celebrating anything at this time. I just don't see it. Everything that they give you, they want something in return. And normally it's the dollar. You Juneteenth, whatever that is, and you go out and celebrate, buy your children clothes so they can be in the parade or see the parade. We have a food stand over here. We'll sell food and all this kind of stuff, and we'll make more money off black folks, because black folks love to spend money. Love to spend money. They love to spend every single dime that they have. You know, a lot of things empower us. But if you use your dollars correctly, you can empower yourself. There's nothing like holding a conversation with someone who knows that you're not out to get something from them for free. So we have to learn to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do. See, the art of being wise is knowing what to do, how to do it, and who to ignore, what to overlook, where to leave things, when to move on something. Why is it all necessary? Because it not only do it builds your character, but it builds your future. We are some of the only people in this world play by the rules, created by people who don't follow their own rules, who don't play by their own rules. That's right. We are the only people playing by the rules created by people who don't follow their own rules. They work together against you. If they can find a way to neutralize you as a black man, they'll do it. And remember this, black folks are the most hated people here in the United States. If you remember the Ukraine and Russian war, there was black people trying to get across that border. And the Ukrainians would not allow them to cross the border into another country. You know, and the Ukrainians really are a bunch of Nazis, but they changed a symbol, which really means Nazi, but they changed it so it don't look that way since the war. But in reality, the Ukrainians are a bunch of Nazis. And this war that's being fought, the United States of America engineered this war. NATO engineered this war. But they used the Ukrainian for their own personal use, which is typical of white folks using other people to get what they want. And they use the Ukrainian. All the deaths, the United States got blood on their hands. It ain't about, Russia is not really the bad guy in this. They opened the door and they pushed the Russians over the edge that they basically had no other choice but to go to war, with the Ukrainians. It's sad, but it's reality. You see, we must change the way we do business. And remember this, the opinion of 200 million men is of no value if none of them know anything about the subject. This is important. The opinion of 200 million men is of no value at all if none of them know anything about the subject. It's just a bunch of words put together. Unfortunately, but it's the truth. Let me move on to my guest. Let's make this thing a reality. Let's make it happen. Let's make it so that we can move this thing to a level that people can understand. And I'll bring in my first guest, and my second guest will be Annette. But my first guest will be Malak, the one and only, my Hebrew brother, who I love dearly. And I tell you, he's a man who's definitely after my heart. But on that point, let me bring in Malak. Malak, talk to me.
How you doing, Pastor Pittman? I'm over here rejoicing, man. I'm like, whoa, my boy over there going hard right now.
Hey.
Yeah, me and the phone is on.
All right. Hey, Jerome.
Shalom, Pastor Pinkney. How you doing?
You know me. I'm just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking. I'm trying to make it happen. And then, you know,
right.
Here's another thing. Jerome and Malak. Remember this, all we doing is trying to educate the people. What they do with this information is on them.
Man, that's it.
Yeah, I don't lose no sleep over these people no more. I don't go around talking about, you know, I don't want you, you know, the lightning. I'm not trying to win no popularity contest with you. I'm not trying to do none of the things. All I'm doing is use the term stick and move. And I'm, you know, and I'm putting it there, and I'm moving. What you do with that information is on you.
That's right.
Now, so, this whole, everything that we be talking about is revolution taking over, you know, we're trying to bring down a system that's against us, right? How are we going to bring down the system that's against us if we participate in every single thing that they do? Right?
Everything.
We show program right now. They tell you when to celebrate your father, when to celebrate your mother, right? And they get a day that they worshiping their God, right, that they, not the Most High, a whole other God that they worship, and they call him the father, and then they have you going around saying Happy Father's Day all day long.
Yeah.
Right? This is how corrupt this world is, right? We sitting up here following, they follow this world and the white man more than they even follow the Most High.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people is so programmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people so programmed right now, they don't even say nothing to their father until Father's Day. Did you say Happy Father's Day to him the day before? Did you say Happy Father's Day to him last week, the month before that? Why you gotta wait until they tell you when to celebrate your father?
I agree with that 100%. And then on Father's Day, like even my children, you know, they call it Happy Father's Day. I say the same to you, but you don't have to wait until Father's Day to say Happy Father's Day. You can say that. Look, you can say that on a Tuesday. You can say that on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
You can say that on a Thursday. You can say it on a Friday.
It don't mean nothing. Yeah, it don't mean nothing when you got a system telling you to do it. Do you really love me or what? Am I really a good father? Then you should tell me that every day, right? Why you got to wait till the system tell you to tell me Happy Father's Day for me to be acknowledged as a good father? You see what I do all day for my kids? Why you can't just say Happy Father's Day right then and there when you acknowledge it? You know what I'm saying?
Look, we got to teach our children. There's no rules here. All we're trying to do is accomplish something. That's all we're trying to do, you know. And look, they got a soul program. Now they talked about Juneteenth. We're celebrating June 19, 1865, Galveston, Texas. Here, you know, the Union Army come in and tell them that they now free. Hey, we never should have been enslaved in the first place. Now you want to go around talking about you're free now, and now you got a holiday that you can have to claim that, you know, that just to remind you that you was a slave and you still is a slave. And I tell you, see, never underestimate the power of stupid people. And they know that.
This is what they call the pacifier, right? They put the pacifier in your mouth, say, look, give them Juneteenth. We give them Martin Luther King. We give them all of these different things. So y'all shut up and let us keep doing what we're doing to y'all, right? First of all, the real history on Juneteenth, right? The people, the slaves was free, they say, 2 years before that.
Yeah.
And they didn't even tell them, right? And then when they freed them, they made a law that if you don't have a job, you're going to get arrested. And then when you get arrested, then you go in, you back into slavery again because they was making you do prison labor, right?
Yeah.
So they was hiring all of the people that was free, making them prisoners, and then making them slaves all over again. We got to celebrate the things that the most – I'm telling you, we got to come out of that umbrella. This is all a trick. We can't fight injustice, and we in the injustice. You know what I'm saying? We got to come out of everything. We got to separate and say, I'm not doing that no more. We got to follow what the Most High has told. We got seven holy days that he tells us to keep, and half of our people in the world, more than half of our people in the world, don't know nothing about them. Right.
This is what the Most High is
trying to get us back to, right? And everything that me and Pastor Pinckney is talking about right now is in the Bible. We gonna show you.
Yeah.
We gonna show you. Y'all ain't supposed to be following none of their customs that they got going on right now. Because all
Absolutely.
Of their customs is evil. It's all set up with evilness. And everybody thinks that they're celebrating their father, but you really not. The whole purpose of it is not to really worship your father. It's to worship their father.
Yes, yes, yes. And also, remember this, Father's Day, go out and buy gifts. Go spend your money. Go do this.
Yep.
Now, here's something I want to run past you real fast. This is what I believe. I believe that we should have our own schools and teach our own children. I believe that we should, you know, I think the teachers should be black. I think everything inside the school should be black. And I think that we should be teaching black. I don't have nothing against white folks. Don't get me wrong. But because there's some real evil white folks and there's some good white folks. Just like there's some evil black folks and some good black people. But unfortunately, my thing is, I think the thing that has held us back all these years is that we're so busy trying to be like them rather than be like ourselves or whatever that is. We want to act like them, and especially when we get a little authority. Don't elect nobody to be mayor. Don't elect nobody to be a commissioner. Then they think they're above everything else and don't know nothing, just barely know their name. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Real important, man, who we got teaching our children, right? If we got
– Right.
I mean, you got to watch who you teach your children because they don't just teach them about what the lesson is about. They teach them how to be a man, a woman, how to conduct themselves. Because the child automatically, just because this is a teacher, everything that they say affects them. They open to everything that this person is teaching them, right? So you will have a teacher
right.
that's teaching you that don't understand you and say you ain't going to be nothing in life, right? And then that'll stick with you because you was open for the teaching, and then she taught you that you ain't going to be nothing. You're going to be a janitor
yeah.
for the rest of your life, right? And so then you get stuck with that and be like, oh, man, I ain't going to never be nothing because my teacher told me I ain't going to be this or I ain't going to be that. We got to get people who care about our people. And the only people
right.
that understand us is us, right? Don't nobody know what we go through on a daily. You know what I'm saying? All of the struggles, and they don't get that. They come from the suburbans, and even if they living in average white people neighborhood, they still don't have the burdens that we have. They don't carry all of the burdens that we have. So they don't understand that some of these kids, it's harder for them to break through all of the stuff that they're going through at home, in the street, you know what I'm saying, just a good education. So we understand that. So why don't we teach our own children, right? Which is so
right.
easy and so simple to do. I remember you had said earlier, what is people doing in their community? We actually setting up a school right now, but our school is going to be a virtual school, right?
Uh-huh.
We got virtual schools we're trying to set it up for children. We're trying to set up virtual schools for the community where they can learn how to get their own businesses and get corporations, learn all the benefits from that, how to get business loans. Instead of saving up all your money trying to buy a building and then it don't work and then you in poverty, that's not how business is supposed to work. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna sit down and we're going to break down each individual thing to show our people how to build. This is how we build right here. Because if you got a business, I got a business, we get like about 10 brothers together that got bomb businesses, now we can do something in our community. We can't forget about where we came from. Like, just because you feel like you made it, you still got to go back to the people that need your help. The Most High is raising you up so you can pull the next man up. This is what we got to understand. It ain't just about you. We are a nation of people, and we got to care about our people. Our people just keep on thinking about themselves. You know, oh, I'm good, so that's all that matters. Like, that's not all that matters. They shooting down people that look like you, and if you don't end up caring about it, it might be you or real close to you, right? And then when something happens
right.
to you or something around you, you want everybody to rally around you when you didn't care about the brother that got killed last week. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's, we got some real serious deprogramming got to happen right now. You know what I'm saying? Time is too short. It's starting with these holy days, these holidays they doing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there celebrating Father's Day. and don't even know they worship a whole other god.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. And you, I like what you said about, like, you know, with all the killings going on, nobody cares until it's their family. And here's another thing that really gets me. Somebody gets shot. You saw who did it, but you won't talk about it. But then when somebody gets shot in your family, now you go on TV and tell them to tell everybody to come forward, and you witness the killing just the other day and didn't say a mumbling word and didn't say nothing. Now somebody got killed in your family or got shot in your family. You want them to come forward now. That's the stuff
that system right there is designed by the police, the government, the white people, period, right? They set that system up because as soon as a person tells, right, a person do step up and say, yeah, I've seen everything, they're going to expose that dude or that young lady. Everybody going to know that he said something. He's a snitch. And then in the hood, they know that he's finna go to jail, so now they trying to kill that person. So that's what everybody be afraid of. But the police do that on purpose. They try to get you in there and say, we ain't going to say nothing. And then as soon as the person come in, they be like, you know, so-and-so told us that it was you. You know what I mean? And it's on the crack. And now another murder is committed.
And we have an eyewitness who told me, they tell you, what if I tell you so-and-so said that you pulled the trigger? And he says, who? You know, I'm going to get him, you know, stuff like that. All this crazy stuff. And when I say crazy, I mean exactly that, crazy stuff. You know, and look, there's a lot of mental illness in our community too that never be addressed. That has to be addressed. This stuff is real. Yeah.
Trust me, man. Me and Elder Jerome deal with a lot of people, man, on a daily trying to, like, reprogram them, right? And one thing that we deal with, when they be smoking this weed, we got grown men acting like women. Right, they effeminate. Yeah. Right, they crying over everything. They attitude go up and down. It's horrible, man. It's like that weed. They don't understand that weed is that's a chemical that's destroying our people right there, man. They made that chemical warfare. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got
5 of these places. And we only got we got less than 10,000 people, but yet we got 5 of these shops that sells marijuana right out the door.
Yeah. And it ain't real marijuana. This is a chemical. They in a lab making this. They put purple in there, red in there, yellow in there. They throw a little of this in there. That's why they made it legal. Now we got church, liquor store, weed shop. Church, liquor store, weed shop. Out here in L.A. on every corner, right?
Yeah.
So this is spiritual and physical fornication against the most. It's destruction of our people, man. And they using what we love the most, right? You supposed to love God, but you don't read the Bible. You don't read the Bible to know how to love Him back, right? You just going to church and you just listening to the pastor and giving him all your money and saying hallelujah and praise Jesus. And nothing else. It's way more than we got to do to show our love to the Most High. They didn't trick us on. Go ahead.
And remember this. See, a lot of people don't understand what a church is. You see, it's supposed to be a hospital where people can come and get healed. You see. But and they're supposed to be in the community, healing the community. You know, what I mean by healing, whatever issue comes up, they should be able to address those issues. If the legal system, the criminal justice system is foul, the church is supposed to deal with that. They're supposed to go over there and say, well, slow down. Let's get together and do this. I remember years ago, my dad used to like, people call him 2, 3 o'clock. He could go get somebody out of jail with no money. And then, even if it's an assault charge, whatever it was, it didn't take money to get people out of jail. It did not take money to get people out of jail. And now everything is a money maker for this system. Everything makes money for the system. You know, I'm talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars, and we're not knowledgeable to understand what is going on.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
Let's get into what you want to talk about today. So, and we'll take it from there.
We're gonna stay on this topic of everybody worshiping on this day and not even knowing it, man. We dealing with some real deceptive, demonic people, man. This is what you got to understand. This system is designed for us to worship Satan, not the Most High. This whole world was given to him for him to run the world and for us to conquer it. The Most High got so much faith in us, he thinks that whatever the devil throw at us, we will be able to conquer it through believing in him. And that's what we got to do. So now let's get some history, some real history. Elder, I just text you something right quick. Read that. So we about to get some real history on why they celebrate Father's Day on this day. Nobody ever think about, like, why did they pick this day out of all the days for us to worship our Father or say Happy Father's Day to our Father? You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty good.
So June is known for celebrating Father's Day. Even though this holiday gets less media coverage than Mother's Day, both holidays are deceptive and do not honor father nor the mother. The origin of both of these celebrations is based in paganism. Baal is the biblical king / father of Father's Day. And, let's see, where am I? And Ashtaroth is the queen or mother of Mother's Day.
Okay, now they say Baal, right? This is Baal worship that a lot of people is doing. But it's not only Baal worship, it's even Zeus worship, right? Because they changed. First, his name was Baal. Then he changed it to Zeus, and they just keep changing the name. But it's still the same person. Now they're going to Mother's Day, right? The queen of heaven, Astrid, the woman that you got on your Starbucks cup. She a mermaid with her legs up in the air. If everybody that's listening, type in Starbucks logo. See the whole logo because they cut off the logo because it was getting exposed. Find out what that logo really looked like. It's a lady that's a mermaid. She got her legs up in the air the whole nine, and she got a crown on her head. It's the same lady you put on your Christmas tree. There is no such thing as a female angel, right? And then they put a female angel or a star. So anytime you do that, you're worshiping this lady, right, without even knowing it. And you look on the Starbucks cup, she got a star on top of her head. She got a star on top of her head, right? Okay, so now also when you do a birthday, right, why do we get a birthday cake with candles? And then we make a wish. Who are we making a wish to? We just be following all of this stuff, right? So the cake represents the moon. The candles represent the stars. So therefore, that's the universe. So you making a wish to the queen of the universe. So that's Astar. All right, let's keep going.
Throughout the scriptures, it was these two main gods that the Hebrew Israelites constantly reached out to and were in turn punished for worshiping. And they forsook the Most High and served Baal and Ashtaroth. That's Judges 2 and 13. Other names attributed to Baal and Ashtaroth. Other names attributed to them are Zeus, Uranus, Cronus, and similarly, the female mythological counterpart is Gaia, Rhea, Hera, etc. Mother's Day is the celebration of the ancient pagan mother goddess, known as the Mother of Gods. This Mother of God worship was transformed into Mary worship, Mother of God, when Christianity blended with pagan Roman practice. The practice of worshiping a mother goddess was popular even in biblical times. And that's all I got on that.
All right, all right. Mm-hmm. So there it is, right? Front and center, history at its finest. Why are we not supposed to do that? Now go to Jeremiah chapter 10. Let's go to the Bible and see what he got to say about this.
All right, Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, we got to do history and the Bible at the same time, you know, because the Bible is a history book.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah chapter 10, what verse do you want?
Verse 1.
Okay, so Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 says, "Hear you the word which the Most High speaks unto you, O house of Israel."
So he said, all the children of Israel, please listen to what he's about to say right now. Go ahead.
"Thus saith the Most High, learn not the way of the heathen."
He said, don't learn none of their ways. All the stuff that they're doing, don't follow them. Read.
"And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven."
Mm-hmm.
For the heathen are dismayed at them.
So we're going to start seeing a lot of miracles happening in the sky. They're going to be afraid of them. But if you know the Bible, you're supposed to be rejoicing over these things. Read.
"For the customs of the people are vain."
He said all of their customs are what?
Vain, yeah.
In vain. So every custom that they have, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, anything that they come up with that they want you all to participate in, you're participating in wickedness to worship their gods. So he said don't do none of their customs. So this is a commandment for us, right? But now he's going to break down one that everybody loves to do. Keep going.
"For one cuts a tree out of the forest."
Uh-oh. They cut a tree out of the forest. Go ahead.
"The work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. They deck it with silver and with gold."
They deck it with what?
With silver and gold.
All right, so they cut a tree out of the forest with an axe, right? And they deck the tree. Y'all know what deck the tree means? That means decorate the tree with silver and gold. When do the whole world decorate a tree? This is a custom that the Most High said, do not do. This ain't something new. This is something that was going on way back in the biblical times they was doing this. So he said, don't get no tree, cut it down, bring it in your house, and then start decorating it. Read.
"They fasten it with nails and with hammers that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid." Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can stop right there. So there it is. He's showing you a custom that people still do to this very day. And that is Christmas. Christ was not born on December 25th. Come on. We can easily prove that he was born in springtime. Christ came to Jerusalem when he was like 10 years old, and they said it was his birthday around that time. Passover is in springtime, not wintertime. So who are you really worshiping? You really worshiping a whole nother God, right? You worshiping Nimrod. You worshiping Baal. You worshiping Astar, all of them guys together, right? So this is why it's important. If we're going to be on the revolution, we ready to change some stuff in our communities, we got to understand where our power comes from. We lose power fighting, doing all this stuff with other gods. The Most High don't be with you fully because you're doing that. We want our God to be fully with us. And for him to be fully with us, we gotta fully let go of this wicked world. We can't follow nothing that they do. We got to stand on our own. We got to teach our own children. We got to build our own communities. We got to stop the violence in our own communities. We got to let go of all of their holidays. I call them helidays. Let all their helidays go. And we got to be completely independent under the power of the Most High. That's what we got to do. All praise to the Most High.
That's right.
Wow. That is heavy, my brother. That is heavy. And you know what? I strongly agree with you. Strongly. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. I tell you, I am excited. And listen. I mean, it's going down. I am so proud of you that, you know, I don't know what to take. Because, you know, what you could do, you can tell the people, you can educate the people, but you know how to say you could take a horse to the river, but you can't make them drink. So, you know, that's on them. Once you give them the information, it's all over. I mean, to me, that's all I want to do is give them the information. Once I give you the information, I'm moving to the next level. So that's what I think. And listen, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, just to have you on the show is an honor, and I really appreciate you. But listen, you got 2 minutes. Tell us what you want these folks to know, and take your time, and just stay strong and continue doing the work that you do, because I'm so proud of you. Say something for us. You got 2 minutes. Talk to me.
All right, Pastor Pinckney, you one of my leaders, man. I get a lot of the strength and the understanding and the drive and the faith that I have. Some of that come from you, right? Like, you know, like I say all the time, you know, I used to be right there with you. You showed me a lot, and I watched how you fight. And I was just telling our congregation today, because we was having a council meeting, and I was explaining to them that it's important for us to not be afraid to tell somebody the truth, right, no matter what. This is how the devil try to trick us, because we'll see something, and then we don't say nothing to the person, but then we'll go and say something to somebody else, right? Oh, did you see what this,
yeah,
man, he over here tripping, but I won't go say nothing to him. So we got to make sure that we at least say it, like you said, at least say it, and then when you say it, it's out of your hands after that. You know what I'm saying? Don't see something wrong and then go tell your homeboy or go tell somebody else, your wife, but then you didn't tell that person, because that person might not even know that they're doing something wrong. And so this is how Satan come in. And he pull you in, and then now you got a stain on your garment because you didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because he said, "Oh, praise the Lord." Yeah, it was a sister. She was listening. She said, "Oh, praise the Lord. Amen."
Amen. But, amen. Yeah. And but that is so important. You know, we got to change what the business we're doing. And we need to do it right away, because we don't understand the damage that we're doing, not just to ourselves, but to the future of our children. You see, we don't get it. Everything we do right now should be targeting the future of our children. Everything. You know, that's building the foundation to make sure. And here's what I want everybody to know. Never underestimate the power of stupid people. And that's what they have reduced us to, almost, not all of us, but they have reduced us to almost stupid people. Some of the stupidest things I ever seen has been happening in the last 5 years, and it's shocking, you know. Wow, too much for me. Anyhow, I got to move on. I got to let you go, but it's always an honor to have you on here.
Yes, sir, man. All praise to the Most High. Y'all stay blessed. We'll see you next time. Shalom.
All right, my brother. Take care, Jack. All right, let's bring in Annette for, because I know she got something to say. I'm going to get you back on tomorrow too, Annette. So talk to me what you need to tell us.
Well, first of all, again, Father's Day is every day, and I would like so very much to say Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. And again, Juneteenth is a celebration of moving forward, not just one day. This is going to be a lifestyle. And we would like very much to bring on also Ms. Doris Hicks, and she has a very, very important conversation and also insight as well. Doris.
Hey there. Hey there, Reverend Pinckney. It's Doris.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm still, you know, up against the challenge, but it is, you know, Jubilee. And, of course, I want to talk a little bit about the cybersecurity and the cyber terrorism, you know, that really takes place. These are criminals. They're terrorists and spies. And they use the technologies, electronic technologies, and they execute damaging cyber attacks against an individual, a group, or a company. And, you know, it causes a loss of time and money, and some people have died from it. And I noticed the closer that Annette and I had, you know, we worked together for many years on recovering our inheritance, and this should be year of Jubilee, you know, not a time when we have to wonder about if we're safe to step outside of our front door, use our computers or our cell phones, or if our emails will get through, you know. And these are intentional things, you know, your cell phone being blocked or cut off or stolen, information erased. These are just things that we all need to be aware of, and especially if you're, you know, certainly someone who works, like, with historical information. And so protecting our data is, it can be harmful to our health. And so I want everyone to be aware.
Yes.
And you know what? Made everybody aware. And it's so important, you know, the cyber attack, you know, people really don't understand how this government works. And they don't get it, you know. And, you know, the only shame part, you know, these attacks are being placed upon you and everybody else by electronics and stuff like that. People have no idea that this stuff is actually happening, you know, because it hasn't happened to them yet. You know, when something hasn't happened to you, you know, you're skeptical when somebody else telling you that it's happened to them. You know, that couldn't be happening. Our government don't do stuff like that. They're not cut like that. They would never do that to people. Ain't nothing in this world this government won't do. Nothing. They will kill you and blame your cousin for doing it. They will shoot you down and blame somebody else knowing they had done it. This is the world we live in today. And I'm so glad that you brought that to light, that information, because it needs to be brought to light. People need to talk about it. But you know what? On my show tomorrow, I get a different group of people. I'd like for you and Annette to come on tomorrow and talk some more, because we need to get this word out there so people can know what's going on. And I think it's crucial that we tell people what's going on and feel comfortable telling them. You see, the truth don't stand.
Right.
The truth don't need no help. The truth don't need no help. I mean, it don't need a kickstand. It don't need nothing. The truth can stand all by itself, you know, and regardless of what people say. See, a lot of times people don't know this. See, they done made lying now. Lying is, today is all right, because, you know, that Trump era, they was out here lying and everything else, and it's all right. You even got black folks out here trying to be like them, lying for no reason, you know, making all kinds of statements which doesn't make any sense. But, you know, it's important that we stand behind truth rather than anything else. We must stand behind truth, whatever it is. If people get mad about the truth, let them get mad. So you're not trying to win no popularity contest. You're trying to get justice. That's what you're trying to do. So we fight, you know. To me, there's nothing more important than stand up fighting for our children. I just can't see nothing else more important than that. Because that's the future. After I'm dead and gone, it's going to take our children to hold this banner up and move it forward and take it to another level. Because we can't do it if we're not here. So listen,
yes,
I appreciate you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, I just wanted to make sure that, again, the previous guest, it was so powerful. Please, everyone, whenever you listen to the show, you have your paper and your pen, because the information is the kind of knowledge that we need so we can be able to fight the good fight. This is a sovereign state. A sovereign state means your word is one nation under God, is separation of church and state, separation of God and of the world. We are in the world, but we're not of this world. And that is so true. God say, this is a day that I've made, and I will rejoice and be glad in every single day, and I count it all good, no matter what weapons the devil, we're going to speak victory because we have that victory. And please forward, this is my information. It's Annette Walker, AnnetteWalker, 1518 at gmail.com. That's again, Annette Walker, 1518 at gmail.com. If you want to join and blow the whistle about Benton Harbor's not having clean water, blow the whistle about the oil companies taking the money from the people in Vernon Parish along with the Davis brothers, blow the whistle, come on board, whatever the settlement, and we're talking about a $32 trillion estate, whatever the settlement, because this is the whistleblower. We're blowing the whistle. This is a different settlement. Once we have been settled, however many people participate, we divide that money evenly among all the people who participated and show proof that you have been blowing the whistle. Again, this is what we must do. We're going to put the people, we're going to pay them for them doing the work, and the people who do the work are the people who get paid for doing the work and putting their necks on the line. So thank you so much, Reverend Pinckney, like we say, for your continued leadership and, of course, giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely. And don't forget tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yes, sir. And we have, please, everyone have your pens and paper ready, because this Juneteenth, we're getting something more than just a celebration. We want everyone to have your pen and paper ready tomorrow. Thank you so much for the opportunity today. Thank you.
All right. It's going down. So we got to make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do. Before I forget, this is very, very important. Remember, July 1st, you can start voting for the Sambo of the Year Award. You can start voting July 1st. And you can send me an email. My email is banco9342@sbcglobal.net. And the candidates are still the same, is Marcus Singer, the mayor of Benton Harbor. We have Judge Mayfield and the baby taker, black baby taker. She likes to take black babies. We have Ron Singleton. He ran for mayor and voted for the guy he was running for. Unfortunately, it normally don't work like that, but this guy he's been nominated by several people as the Sambo of the Year, and I'm thinking he's going to give the mayor a run for his money. Then we have the chief of police.
Oh my God!
Dan McGinnis. He's the cause of some of the problem here. He got last year. He came in third place, but it was close. It was a real close race. Mayor Singer, he only won that by a little bit, but he deserves it. And then we have the first time in history a mother and a son being nominated for the Sambo of the Year. Never before in the history, even the originator who came up with the idea about the Sambo of the Year award, when we made the announcement that there's the mother, Marletta Seat, and the son, Dwayne Seat, they've both been nominated for the Sambo of the Year award. And when you vote, you got to vote for them as individuals, not as a package, because I don't care which one of them win or whether they win, but it's going to be a big ceremony. We're gonna have dinner, and we're gonna invite them to come to pick up their award. And if they don't come, we will send it to them FedEx. So we'll make sure that they get their award that they deserve. Being the Sambo of the Year, that's got a lot of prestige. You know, you walk around here and say, I'm the Sambo of the Year. You know, and we're gonna fix you up. We ain't gonna, you know, we're not shy about this. But look, I gotta move on. But don't forget, July 1st, Sambo of the Year, you can start voting. All right, yes, email me. All right, my good friend. Let me bring in my good friend, James, from sunny Detroit. And he always got something to say. So let's hear what James got to say. Talk to me, James.
Well, Reverend Peyton, it looks like things is not going to get any better. I mean, the black race never got nothing from Joe Biden. And down in Detroit, all the 19 radio hosts have turned against the citizens. You know, they don't let anybody speak their call. You got to be a Democrat. You can tell a lot of the callers are getting paid because anytime the radio host is doing wrong by the citizens and the callers agree with the radio host, you can tell there's some. They both got left hands. Ain't nobody got a right hand anymore. They got two left arms. They got two right arms with two left hands. You see, we being set up to be a failure for our kids and grandkids, and that is what's happening. Virginia, same way. I got friends in a lot of different states. Tennessee, same thing. I mean, the black race is being targeted. The foreigners is going to be the future, their kids and grandkids. The only future our grandkids are going to have is working for the foreigners or go to prison. Because how can these guys nowadays talking about, well, the crime is so bad, we going to lock them up. They had a big raid the other day here. They got all these drugs. And they had a guy that always speak on 910. He started talking about, well, the crime is bad. I guess so. Black politicians never did anything for the black race since we've been in this country. And see, you can tell when he speaks, he's getting paid to. See, he used to target all the grocery stores that were selling rotten meat in the black community. I used to see him, and I would park and get out and protest with him to shut down a lot of them Arab stores, grocery stores with rotten meat. So he did it. He was doing so good, they took him off of that. See, now he wants to act like he's a police. See, we're still getting all of these little babies and teenage black women still coming up missing. 19 used to talk about it. They're not allowed to talk about that no more, as if the problem is going to solve itself. I called in one night. I don't know if you saw the news. This white woman had kidnapped four black kids on their way to school back, I believe, January of this year. And just so happened she run a red light. So the police pulled her over. So yeah, that made the news, or everything made the news. It's just what 910 want to talk about. So they talked about it. So I called in, and I said, well, you know, all they have to do is back the tape up to show where that woman came from when she first got in that van. What did I say that for? They stopped talking about it. So the host that I was talking to on her show, I had her cell number because we supposed to be friends. The next day I seen a white van riding with no license plate. See, this is how they get the kids. No license plate. You would have thought she'd have talked about it on her show. Nope. They're not allowed to talk about what these foreigners are doing because the foreigners have paid their way in, and they own the black radio hosts. They own them. From 7 in the morning, which is Kirby Leon Jackson, to Brenda Hill, she gets one night. At nighttime. I mean, it's unbelievable how they can just allow these kids to come up missing. They target these kids in the stores. They kidnap the young mothers. You never see them again, so you know they're out of this country. But see, that is our problem. We need to stop trying to ban an AR-15, those white folks' guns. They don't talk about banning the AK-47, see, that's what black kids is using, AK-47. They want the blacks to kill each other.
That AR-15 is white folks' gun. A few blacks might have them, but the majority of blacks doing all this killing, they got AK-47s. See, they won't tell you that. Yeah. 9-10 have put together a team of black terrorists. This is how the citizens lost Detroit. You cannot be friends and you don't have your neighbor next doors. All these black cities in this whole country got too many vacant houses. So this is why they call 9-10 and tell their problem. You going to tell your problem to a black radio host who really is the problem? White folks got a plan, and we're not included.
There you go. There you go.
We're not included.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I know we're out of time. We're having opinions, but I might try to call you tomorrow. I got in kind of late today.
Yeah, but let's plan for tomorrow, 1 o'clock Eastern time, 12 o'clock Central time. And
yeah,
let's say what would be, 4 o'clock Pacific time? Well, we good to go. But listen, everybody, my last word is never underestimate the power of stupid people. Never. Because stop trying to make these stupid people be smart when they not. Because believe me, they've been controlled. So let's fight this battle and win this battle. Everybody have a great day. God bless you. God keep you. And we will all.